Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics. In this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about breasts and how to make them a more pleasurable part of your sex life. But first, we have a massive announcement that we are super excited about.
We are thrilled to announce the launch of the Pleasure Mechanics community. We're bringing you a private, members-only website where you can connect with fellow Pleasure Mechanics community members from all around the world and have fabulous, sex-positive, supportive conversations about all the topics we cover here on the podcast and on the Pleasure Mechanics website.
We have the privilege of hearing from hundreds of you. You share with us your most intimate questions and concerns about sex. What we hear again and again is that you feel alone in your struggles. And there is no space to really talk about these things honestly in this world. There is so much judgment, so much shaming. Our friends and family may love us, but that doesn't mean that it's a safe space to talk about what's really going on with our sexuality. And we thought it would be incredible to create this online, completely safe, private space where you can connect with each other and you can see that your particular individual sexual struggles are actually shared with thousands of other people. And there's something so powerful about knowing that you are not alone and that you can belong to a community that has your back, that is a safe space for you to really be honest about what's going on. And we are opening the doors to the Pleasure Mechanics community, which will be a safe, supportive, sex-positive community where you can be at home.
When you join the community, you'll get a chance to set up an anonymous username. We recommend using a sexual superhero's name or a alter ego that makes you feel powerful and sexy. So you can participate in the community without any concern about your privacy. It's going to be a members-only gated community, so you can share your questions, offer advice, tell stories to one another, and be free to express yourself. Like, imagine if Facebook was filled with only your most supportive, sex-positive friends who were there to root you on and share solutions with you. Like, what would you dare to share? And Charlotte and I are going to be logging in every day, participating in the conversations, guiding the conversations, answering your questions, and making sure that this is a supportive community for everyone. And there's amazing power in being part of a diverse sexual community where you get the benefit of lots of different people's perspectives and experiences and advice. We are so excited about this. We are also going to be doing exclusive members-only pleasure experiments, where every month we're going to be issuing a new challenge that dares you to make a simple change in your day-to-day life in order to unlock way more sexual pleasure. Then we'll get together, share our stories, share what happened, and learn from one another. We are thrilled about this opportunity. We invite you in. The doors are open. You can come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/community and join now. And to get things rolling, because we're so excited to get the party started, we're offering the first 100 members their choice of a Pleasure Mechanics video guide for free as our thank you gift to welcome you into the community. And then you can watch your video and come on into the community and discuss what you see and strategies and techniques. It's going to be a blast, folks. We're really excited about this. We've been working on it for a while, and the doors are open.
What? For right now, the introductory price is $10 a month, or $97 for the year. So you can think of it as having a cup of coffee with us every week and having a good old chat. So it's super accessible, and the first 100 get a free guide, so it's kind of an amazing deal. One of the other awesome things that we've done is create a space that is for everyone to talk, and then also two separate spaces, one that is just for women and one that is just for men.
Yeah, we know that there are some conversations that you want to have with just the ladies or that are guys only, and we wanted to create those spaces. And so we think it's going to be amazing for men and women to talk to each other honestly about sex. Like, how often does that happen? But then also to have these private rooms where the women can talk and the men can talk. That's another benefit we're offering. And, you know, we're going to expand the community and we're going to listen to you and what you guys want, and we will do our best to serve you. We are just really excited to start getting to know you all better, and more importantly, for you to get to know one another. Because this is the amazing thing with this podcast. Every time we do an episode, we get a barrage of emails of people excited about the topic and ready to share their experiences or ask more questions. Like after last week's episode about swinging, we got one email from a guy who was like, "We're swingers, we're super happy in our relationship, and your advice was spot on." And we got another email from a guy who was like, "My wife and I are maybe thinking about swinging, but we don't know if it's right for us." Like, what if those two community members could talk to one another and ask one another questions and share their experiences? That is a very powerful force, and we invite you to be a part of it.
Because of course we want you to be able to have a space where you can share about your sexual struggles, but we also want to learn from one another about what's working in our sex life. So it can also be a space where you share your sexual victories, and we can learn from one another about what is working. How do we make this sex life thing work? And that can be incredibly powerful, because we each individually create our own sex life and sex culture within our relationship. But we also together create sex culture out in the world. And this can be a space where we begin to explore and experiment with how we can kind of create our ideal sex culture and basically create a better and better sex life for us individually together.
While we're creating a better sex culture for the world.
How amazing does that sound?
So if you are curious and want to join, and especially if you want to become one of our first 100 members, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/community and join up. We're ready to get started. We'll see you on the inside. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Drew writes, "Hey, Chris and Charlotte, I just discovered your show. A buddy of mine told me about it, and I'm so glad he did. I'm having a ball catching up on all the old episodes." That's awesome. Here's my question. "I've been with my wife for 8 years, married for 3. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm a pig or whatever, but one of my favorite things about her is her boobs. They are amazing and really turn me on. Here's the problem. She never lets me touch them during sex. I try and she just pushes my hands away. Sometimes she won't even take her bra off. Am I doing something wrong? I thought the breasts were supposed to be an erogenous zone for women. Don't most women like them touched during sex? Any advice would be most appreciated. Thanks again for the show. Drew." This is a great question that I think a lot of people actually can resonate with. Boobs are entirely appealing and draw a person in. They're designed to be desirable.
Right. They're soft, they're warm, they're comforting, they're beautiful. They're a gorgeous part of the female body, and you don't have to have shame about being attracted to her boobs. And in fact, we love pigs. Pigs are fabulous creatures. So don't worry about that. But I think the key here is, how do you integrate your desire for her breasts with the rest of her body and make touching them so pleasurable that she can't resist? So that's what we're going to try to help you out with here today. And as Charlotte was saying, you know, breasts are designed to be attractive to us as humans. Like, it's part of our very fundamental human psychology. In fact, on our pregnancy journey, have we told them we're pregnant?
No.
Should we tell them now?
Sure.
And in fact, and here's sharing a little bit of personal news with you all, Charlotte is pregnant. She is 6 months along right now. We are so excited. But as part of this pregnancy journey, we have learned that the nipples actually darken during pregnancy to become more of a visual target for the baby. Like, how trippy is that? They get, like, more contrasted with the skin around them so the baby can lock in and go to nurse. And I don't think that impulse ever really goes away. Like, Charlotte and I both have breasts, and we both are breast owners and breast lovers. And we still make all the same mistakes that guys do, even though we have them.
Yeah, I mean, I know as a receiver of touch that it is uncomfortable to have somebody go straight for the breasts and especially the nipples. Like, it just feels uncomfortable. And yet there are more moments than I care to admit where I will just grab for Chris's breasts because there's some sort of animal part of a human that is like, ooh, I want that. And so you should feel compassion for yourself.
Yeah, like, we both do it.
It's so bad. It's like, and then I'll, you know, like, catch myself and be like, okay. You know, this is where, like, we have an animal nature and then we need to, like, refine it and turn our touch into an art form and elevate it and take it higher by choice. But so you have to choose to, as Chris was saying, like, integrate the rest of the body, not go straight for the nipple. That is the main thing. It is so, you so want to, and you just have to keep reminding yourself that that doesn't feel good to the other person.
Because here's the thing about breasts. The breast sensitivity and the nipple sensitivity, meaning how sensitive they are to touch and whether or not that touch feels pleasurable or painful, is a very ever-changing thing. Depending on where a woman is in her monthly cycle, where she is in her life cycle, like how old she is, whether it's hot or cold, whether she's stressed or relaxed, like all of these factors go in to how it feels to touch the nipples. So a stimulation that can feel really amazing in one moment can be excruciatingly painful in another. And I think for men, it's hard to really get the extent to which that's true. And temperature is one of these factors that is so, like, on a cold day, just the rubbing of the fabric of your bra against your nipples can be really painful, like achingly, owie painful.
Excruciating.
So imagine what, you know, a pinch to the nipple could feel like in that moment. Every woman I've talked to has had really negative experiences of their breasts being touched during sex. And most often this looks like their lover grabbing for their breast and pinching their nipples before they were ready for it in a way that was really painful and took all the arousal out of the moment and just plain hurt. And as a defense mechanism then, a lot of women just basically shut down their breasts as a zone and say, like, out of commission, do not enter. And they take it off the menu as a way of protecting themselves. And this makes sense, but at the same time, it then shuts down the potential for it to be pleasurable.
So really the key is to figure out and practice integrating the breasts into your touch for the rest of the body and to really practice not going straight for the nipple. That is honestly like what we all want to do. We just have to practice not doing it. It's never going to feel as good as it could if you warm up the body first and warm up the breast tissue, because there is still all of the breast, no matter what size breasts you're touching, there's still all the other breast tissue, which often gets sort of ignored. And we think of the breasts as actually just the nipples. But actually, there's so much sensation you can create in the entire breast tissue before you get to the nipple. Because once you've stimulated and woken up the area in general, then the nipple starts to register more pleasure and can respond with pleasure.
And so this is actually a rule of erotic touch that we teach in a lot of different contexts, that you want to start broad and then slowly focus in. And so when we're talking about stimulating a woman's clitoris, you know, you want to start with her full body and then focus closer in and then stimulate the rest of the vulva and then go to the clitoris. And in this way, you're building up desire and you're creating her aching need for you to touch her nipple. Like, what would it look like if she was begging for you to finally touch her there? Like, that's what you want to go for. And so you want to think about spiraling inward. So starting with a full body, and it actually starts like before you even get in bed. And we talk about this in our, you know, foreplay all day theory, that you're starting to seduce her before you even get in bed. And then once you do, you're starting with full body touch and slowly waking up her arousal. And then you maybe are touching her whole back and then down her sides and then onto her chest and just touching everywhere but the nipple. And we really teach this. So we put out a DVD, a video guide on breast massage. And to teach this, because we got so many questions about this, like, how do I touch the breast in a way that doesn't annoy the hell out of my wife? And we actually struggled with what to call it, like how to play with boobs in bed, or, you know, the pleasure mechanics guide to touching titties. Like, there was a lot of options for how to name it, but we settled on breast massage because we really wanted to bring the principles of massage to this part of the body, and in that way kind of reframe our expectations of it. And so if you start thinking about it as massaging the breasts and warming them up and creating relaxation and creating pleasure through all of this skilled touch, that really changes it from like, ooh, your boobs are so pretty, I want to pinch your nipples and make you come, to I'm going to lavish this sensitive part of your body with skilled, confident touch. So that's where you want to head.
Yeah, as Chris is saying, thinking of touching the breasts as massage is such a great way to reframe how you can create more sensation in the whole area using glides, all sorts of delicious touch can happen there to begin to evoke more feeling. And then you're moving in closer and closer to the nipple. And even once you get to the nipple, please don't pinch it immediately. Like, any kind of pinching is more of a climactic touch. Like, that's like when she is at her peak of arousal. That is when it can feel really good. Before that, it can feel uncomfortable.
And even when we're talking about pinching, I want to create an image here. So think about having a berry in between your fingers. And how can you roll that berry around and feel its texture without squashing it? Right? Because like the word pinch has this kind of like little like a violent like, I'm going to pinch you kind of feeling. And when you, so a woman is like super, super aroused, some women at some points, at some moments in their erotic life, and there's a lot of sums there, like a really hard, firm pinch. Some even like them yanked. But that's actually really rare. More women really love this kind of subtle rolling sensation on their nipples, where you're gathering up the nipple between your thumb and finger and rolling it and stimulating it, but not squashing it. So get a raspberry next time you're at the grocery store and practice, like, what is that nuanced where you can really feel it and you're like maybe releasing a little bit of juice, but you're not squashing the frickin' berry.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that's a great reframing of the idea of what we mean when we're saying pinching.
And then when you get her there, you can be like, do you want more pressure? Like, does this feel good? And then if she's begging you to pinch it harder, you pinch it harder and you go slowly and build up that pressure. But I think the problem is a lot of men start with a really intense sensation that doesn't feel anywhere near arousing. And then it's like, yeah, forget it. Because it's kind of too much work to try to explain this, which is where we come in and our video guide and all of this advice to help you master this skill so you can kind of surprise her with the pleasure. And if you start broadly and start really just massaging her chest and relaxing it and opening her up, then maybe she'll be more and more available to your touch.
When you're saying that women are begging for it, I think that can look like a lot of different ways. Some women will actually verbally be begging for it, and other people will be having a lot more deep breath. They'll be really into the sensation. And
they'll moan.
Yeah, you'll know from knowing their body that they're highly aroused. And those are the moments to begin amping up the level of intense sensation on the nipple.
Right, and this is where we really talk about paying exquisite attention to your lover as you're stimulating them. So you can really start matching that up. Like, okay, I've got my fingers deep inside you. My thumb is working on your clit. My other hand is on your breast and I'm stimulating your nipple and I'm noticing it feels really good. And I add a little bit more pressure and you open up and your breath deepens and you moan and you throw your head back and like, bingo, I'm on something, you know, I'm doing something right. And you can only match those things up if you're really paying attention. So in all of lovemaking, it really comes down to paying very close attention to your lover's responses and giving them more of what they want. And everything we're talking about with fingers applies to your mouth as well. So the pinching equivalent is when you like dive in for the breast and immediately start sucking hard on the nipple. Like that's kind of the equivalent of the pinch in that it can feel really, really intense or painful right away. But if you slowly build up sensation and make her ache for it and build it up as a tease, then it can feel amazing and exquisite at some moments. And so if you're using your mouth on the breast, you really want to like keep your mouth moving and like just kiss all over her chest and then slowly get to the nipple and then lightly flick your tongue around and then pull away again. Like don't go for the nursing suck right away. And some women will never want you to get there. And I can't emphasize this enough that different women at different stages have a different relationship with their breasts as erogenous zones. Like you mentioned this in your question, and yes, the breasts and nipples can be a major pleasure zone for women at some points in their life. And depending on if, you know, how recently they nursed a child or where they are in their hormonal cycle, like all of these things affect it. And so you can't just assume that it's going to be pleasurable for her. And our culture really focuses on the breasts as like this part of a woman's body. And it is a very sensitive, intense part of the body, and that's why we have a complicated relationship with it.
I also really believe that women's breast sensitivity to pleasure grows as they have experienced more breast pleasure. So I think there's kind of this cycle where a lot of women's breasts are actually quite numb.
Right.
And they don't feel very much at all. But the more that loving touch and gentle, evocative, sensual touch happens on their breasts, again, not necessarily on their nipple, but on their breasts, the more pleasure they can feel over time. So I think it's kind of this like activated pleasure that has to be woken up over time. Because I think our culture does eroticize breasts so intensely that a lot of women have kind of shut off from them a little bit because I think they feel so objectified. And there's sort of a process of like reintegrating the breasts into the rest of the body. And when you treat them as part of the whole body, not just as these sexual organs for your pleasure, it also helps her integrate them into her own body, which is kind of an interesting moment. So remember to kind of include the whole body. And as you're touching the breasts, perhaps also have another hand that's trailing around her belly or around her back or down her legs, you know, like integrating, allowing her body to remember that it is part of her larger body. And I think that that can feel good for women.
Right. And do you think actually another issue here that we haven't addressed yet is women have insecurity and shame around their breasts if they're not, you know, the perfect double D, like symmetrical breasts that's kind of fetishized. And so women deny touch and push people away also because they've got embarrassment. Like if one boob is bigger than the other, or they have hair on their nipples, or, you know, they have smaller breasts or larger breasts than what's considered the ideal. Like, is that, I think, a major issue for women?
I think absolutely. Yeah. I think that women are entirely influenced by holding their own body up to what is this perfect standard, and are they failing? And always we're going to be failing because what we see is so picture perfect.
And so how do their partners support them in like a better relationship with
them? So I feel like the way that partners can really help women is to let them know that they think that their breasts are beautiful, as are the rest of their body. So to be complimenting all of them as often as you want and can, and integrating the breasts and letting them know that they adore them and that you think they're beautiful and they're perfect and whatever it is that you like about them. Like, be honest and be specific about what you like and what you're enjoying about them. But I think hearing for women that they enjoy, that you are enjoying them for their specific beauty, is important.
And in context of complimenting all of her.
Right.
Body, mind, soul, everything.
Right. Not just focusing on the breasts.
Right.
Because that can feel like, what about the rest of me?
Right.
Yeah. And not just a set of boobs.
And this is where we really encourage you, every time you have a positive, flattering thought about your lover, say it out loud. And if you're not with them in the moment, file it away or even write it down or text them. but say it out loud, because a lot of us think very lovely things about our lovers and never say them out loud. And meanwhile, our lover is really insecure and feeling underappreciated. And so if you can really just get in the habit of every single time you think something nice about her, saying it to her, like that creates a culture in your relationship of appreciation and admiration and makes her feel desirable. And women and men too, I think, but women especially love to feel desired. And that really starts getting her own arousal going when she's feeling appreciated and seen and beautiful and desirable to you. So don't be afraid to say these things out loud without any expectation of getting sex for it, right? It's not like, babe, you look beautiful in that dress, come give me a blowjob. Like, it shouldn't be transactional in that way. Just give her the compliment, flatter her, wrap your arms around her, hold her tight, and make her feel really appreciated. And then put into practice all of these physical strategies we've been talking about warming up her body slowly, gently spiraling in, treating the breasts as a sensitive part of the body that's worthy of being massaged and lavished in beautiful touch. If you want to learn specific strokes and techniques and be guided through, then grab your copy of our guide to breast massage at pleasuremechanics.com. And you can see how we recommend touching the beautiful female breasts. And you can vote on if we should rename it How to Touch Titties. Oh. And also, I just really want to reemphasize that the sensation is going to change moment by moment. And so the breasts, more than any other part of the body, are your invitation to be super present with her in that moment that you're making love and give her exactly what she needs. And in one moment, that might just be like gently cradling the breasts and holding them lovingly as you kiss her all over her body. And in another moment, that might be like really intense nipple stimulation as you're going down on her, and it makes it like super orgasmic and she's writhing in pleasure and loves it. And that whole range is very normal, even within the same woman, possibly even within the same week. Like, sexuality and how sensation is processed in the body is contingent on so many factors. And so you can't be like, well, she liked it last time, she'll like it this time. You have to really pay attention to what her body needs in that specific moment.
And we hear again and again also from women who are breastfeeding that during that period of time, it is just not an erotic space for them. They're getting so used, and it is just know that that's a really normal experience for women, just to be like, these are off duty for a while.
And possibly for a year afterwards, or however long it takes her to flip the switch back into her breast being erotic. And other women, to be fair, feel even more erotic during that time. And this is true for pregnancy as well. And so again, it's about paying attention to her and communicating in the moment about how she's feeling about her body and what she's wanting. Because that's what being a masterful lover is about meeting your lover in that specific moment and being present enough and aware enough and confident enough that you can give your lover exactly what they are craving. So it is with the breasts and all things. So Drew and every other listener out there, we hope this has been useful as a primer in how to integrate the breasts as part of the erotic body. If you have any follow-up questions, please do let us know over at pleasuremechanics.com. Or better yet, come on over and join the Pleasure Mechanics community. This is our brand new members-only private website where you all get to engage in conversation about every topic we cover in this podcast and at pleasuremechanics.com, and have honest, candid, fabulous, supportive conversations about sex. Like, where else in your life do you get to go and turn to a supportive community with your most honest, raw, intimate sex questions? We know the power of being in a community and having a safe space to talk about sex. That's why we created this community just for you. We're really looking forward to getting it started. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/community. to join right away. Be one of our first 100 members, and we'll throw in a free Pleasure Mechanics video guide of your choice as our welcome and thank you for being early to the party. We're really looking forward to it. We're looking for members from all around the world, and that includes you.
Yeah, absolutely. As Chris is saying, if there's anything that you're struggling with around sex, any questions you're having, we are so excited to be offering this. Please come join us over at pleasuremechanics.com/community, and we can get our conversation started.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
See you inside the community. Cheers.
Woo-woo!